It's very simple. This is what I believe, and I'm willing to die for it. Yeah. Period. It's that simple. You can't be scared to die for the truth. The truth is the only thing that's ever going to be constant. The only thing that I see that is distinctly different about me is I'm not afraid to die on a treadmill. You might have more talent than me, you might be smarter than me, but if we get on the treadmill together, there's two things. You're getting off first, or I'm gonna die. It's really that simple. You're not going to outwork me. It's such a simple, basic concept. The guy who is willing to hustle the most is going to be the guy that just gets that loose ball. You know, he got two. He hustled, he grabbed that one. That was going to be out of bounds, but he saved it back in. It's like the commodity that I see the majority of people who aren't getting the places they want or aren't achieving the things that they want in this business is strictly based on hustle. It's strictly based on being outworked. It's strictly based on missing crucial opportunities. I say all the time, if you stay ready, you ain't gotta get ready. Greatness is not this wonderful, esoteric, elusive, godlike feature that only the special among us will ever taste. You know, it's something that truly exists in all of us. I want to do good.
Yeah.
I want the world to be better because I was here. I want my life, I want my work, my family, I want it to mean something. And it's like, it has. If you are not making someone else's life better, then you're wasting your time. You know, like your life will become better by making other lives better. The first step before anybody else in the world believes it is you have to believe it. There's no reason to have a plan B because it distracts from plan A. I realize that to have the level of success that I want to have, it's difficult to spread it out and do multiple things. It takes such a desperate, obsessive focus. You really got to focus with all of your fiber and all of your heart and all of your creativity. I've never really viewed myself as particularly talented. Where I excel is ridiculous, sickening work ethic. You know, while the other guy's sleeping, I'm working. While the other guy's eating, I'm working.
The road to success is through commitment and through the strength to drive through that commitment when it gets hard. And it is gonna get hard and you're gonna wanna quit sometimes, but it'll be colored by who you are and more who you want to be.
Being realistic is the most commonly traveled road to mediocrity. Why would you be realistic? What's the point of being realistic? Yeah, I'm gonna do it, it's done, it's already done. The second I decide it's done, it's already done. So now we just gotta wait for y'all to see. I'm motivated by fear.
Fear.
You know?
Fear of what?
That fear of fear. I hate being scared to do something. And I think what developed in my early days was the attitude that I started attacking things that I was scared of.
I don't want to be an icon. I want to be an idea. You know, I want to represent an idea. I want to represent possibilities. I want to represent magic, right? That
you're in a universe and 2 + 2 = 4. 2 + 2 only = 4 if you accept that 2 + 2 = 4. 2 + 2 is going to be what I want it to be, you know? And there's a redemptive power that making a choice has, you know, rather than feeling like you're at effect to all the things that are happening. Make a choice. Like, you just decide what it's going to be, who you're going to be, how you're going to do it. Just decide. And then from that point, the universe is going to get out your way. It's like, it's water. It wants to move and go around stuff, you know? So for me, I want to represent possibilities. I want to represent the idea that you really can make what you want. And, you know, if you're going to be here, then there's a necessity to make a difference. I feel very strongly that we are who we choose to be.
As a child, my parents always told me, you could be whatever you want to be. You could do whatever you want to do. And, you know, that office, that position, the highest office on the face of the earth, it was something I heard my parents saying it, but I didn't totally believe it. Yet I went out in the world and I carried myself and I held my head high and I stood there and I looked people in their eyes and I talked to people as if I was deserving of everything that this planet has to offer.
This one year, my father had his shop and he decided, for whatever reason, that he wanted a new wall on the front of his shop. So he tore down probably about 16 feet high and probably about 30 feet long. He just completely tore the wall down, and my brother and I had to dig a 6-foot hole. We were mixing the concrete by hand. We were building this wall for a year and a half. Every day after school, we would come and mix the concrete, putting it in the hole, doing it. And it was just myself and my little brother. And I remember standing back, looking at that wall, saying, there's going to be a hole here forever. A year and a half later, we laid the final brick. And my father stood back and he looked at me and my brother and said, don't y'all never tell me that you can't do something. And walked into the shop. And I learned very young,
you don't try to build a wall. You don't set out to build a wall. You don't say, I'm going to build the biggest, baddest, greatest wall that's ever been built. You don't start there. You say, I'm going to lay this brick as perfectly as a brick can be laid. There will not be one brick on the face of the earth that's going to be laid better than this brick that I'm going to lay in this next 10 minutes. And you do that every single day. Soon you have a wall. And I think psychologically, the advantage that gives me over a lot of people that have been in competition with in different situations is it's difficult to take the first step when you look how big. Exactly. The task is never huge to me. We didn't grow up with the sense that where we were was where we were going to be. You know, we grew up with the sense that where we were almost didn't matter because
we were becoming
something greater.
The greatest thing in my career has been the constant commitment to putting something in the world of value, mm-hmm. not putting something in the world that makes me look hot, mm-hmm. you know? So I think as long as you can stay focused on delivering your art and delivering yourself and delivering your energy and delivering your ideas for the world to be better. Difference between depression and joy, right? And I think it's purpose, right? It's like when you wake up in the morning and your life means something to somebody other than you, that you have a purpose. If you don't go do the things that you're going to do, people's lives will suffer. And I think that kind of purpose, that like to live in service, not to you, but to live in service to humanity, to live in service to your family, to live in service to your church, to your city, to your country, to the world. Living in service is that, I feel like that is the purest form of joy.
The separation of talent and skill is one of the greatest misunderstood concepts for people who are trying to excel, who have dreams, that want to do things. Talent you have naturally. Skill is only developed by hours and hours and hours of beating on your craft.
He who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right. And I want you to keep in your heart, just know that you can.